We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Brachos Siman Nun. Tam Lama Omer Mishnas Eizum Makoman. Sefalu says Machaber Kavu Lishnos Achar Parshas Atamid Perkeizum Makoman Ubraisa Derbi Ishmael. It's established that after reciting Karbanos, we recite the Mishnah of Eizum Makoman and the Braisa of Rabbi Ishmael Omer Kadeshi Yiska Koladam Lomar B'chol Yom Mikra Mishnah Megemara. So we will ensure that everybody is able to have a recitation of Mikra Mishnah Gemara during the day. The Braisa of Rabbi Ishmael Havim Makom Gemara Shem Medrash Gemara. The Braisa of Rabbi Ishmael is in place of Gemara because it has the same status. So then why were these specific parshios chosen? The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason that Eizum Makoman was chosen is because it has no machlokes, so it is a clear passage from Moshe all the way down to us. The reason that Rabbi Shmuel Omer was chosen is because this is the beginning of Torah's Kohanim. Which is the beginning of the Parsha of Karbanos. So it's the first Braisa in the story of the Karbanos. So therefore they place it next to the Karbanos that we have just recited. And Mishnah Berurah also points out that we only fulfill learning Mishnah and Gemara by reading these Parshios if we understand what we're saying. Because only when we daven, if we don't understand what we're saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we're saying. But when it comes to learning, if we don't understand what we're learning, then it does not fulfill Talmud Torah. So therefore, one needs to understand the parak of Eizum Makoman and Rabbi Shmuel Omer in order to fulfill this limit of Mishnah and Gemara each day. And the Mishnah also asks from the Shla that when you say Eizum Makoman or Brahma Madlikin or Pikud Darmak Torahs, any of these Mishnayos, it should be said while singing in the Nigan that you would learn Mishnayos. Sif Nanav, Dine Tfilam and Baruch Amar Ad Yishtabach. Discussion Psuget Zimra. Sif Aleph says in Machaber, Omer Baruch Shamar Kodem Psuget Zimra, Yishtabach Lachrayim. Baruch Shamar is the introductory bracha to Psuget Zimra, and Yishtabach is the concluding bracha to Psuget Zimra. The Mishnah Berurah says that one should recite Baruch Shamar while standing, even if you are saying it as a yachid, you're not saying it with a minyan. And as well, you should hold the front two tzitzis while you say Baruch Sh'amar, and at the end, you should kiss them. The Mishnah Berurah also says that in Baruch Sh'amar, one should say Bife Amo. There are others who say Bifi Amo. Siv Beis, Imsi in Baruch Sh'amar Kodim Shesim Echazan, Ona Acharav Amen. We know you are not allowed to speak during Psuket Zimra. It says the Mechaber, if you finish Baruch Sh'amar before the Shliach Tzibur finishes, then when he finishes Baruch Sh'amar, you are allowed to answer Amen to his bracha. But if you were not done with Baruch Sh'amar yet and you hear him answering Amen, then you should not answer Amen. However, the Mishnah Berurah explains that there are different rules. If you have not yet begun Baruch Atah Hashem, the first Baruch Atah Hashem in Baruch Sh'amar, then you can even answer Amen to the Chazan's Baruch Sh'amar, because everything you've recited up until the Baruch Atah Hashem is just Shvachos Ba'alma. So you're able to stop and answer Amen. After you have recited the first Baruch Atah Hashem, you can no longer answer Amen to the Shlich Tzibur's Baruch Sh'amar, but you are able to answer Amen to other brachas, and Amen Yeheshmei Rabbah, answering Kaddish, or anything of that nature. It's just Baruch Sh'amar and Yishtabach, which are not brachos which are mentioned in the Gemara, so therefore you can't answer Amen to them once you have begun Baruch Atah Hashem in Baruch Sh'amar. But any other bracha which is mentioned in the Gemara, such as Kaddish, Amen Yeheshmei Rabbah, you would be allowed to answer Amen. Then, after you have said a Baruch Atah Hashem at the end, the Baruch Atah Hashem Melech Malach B'Tishbachos, the second Baruch Atah Hashem, the Chai Adam says you can't answer any Amen because that is being mafsik in the bracha and ruining it entirely. When it comes to Yishtabach, before Baruch Atah Hashem, you can't answer the Amen of Yishtabach Baruch Sh'amar, but you can answer any other Amen. And after Baruch Atah Hashem, you can't answer any Amen because it would be mafsik, it would be makalkel, that bracha as well. What about if you finish at the same time as the Shliach Tzibur? Can you answer Amen then? The Mishnah Berurah says that you would not be allowed to answer Amen to Baruch Sh'amar because it looks like you are answering Amen to your own bracha, which we say you are not allowed to do. It is only by two brachas that you can answer Amen to your own bracha, Yishtabach and Yahalucha at the end of Hallel, and Shomer Mo Yisrael La'ad. Three brachas. Yishtabach, Yahalucha, and Shomer Mo Yisrael La'ad. And even though we don't have a minute to answer Amen to our own bracha, since there are poskim that say you can, if you finish at the same time as the Shliach Tzibur, you would be allowed to answer Amen to his bracha while you finish yours in those three specific brachas. even though we said that you can't answer Amen at the same time as the Shliach Tzibur to Baruch She'amar, the Be'er Halacha says you do not need to rush to finish Baruch She'amar before the Shliach Tzibur so that you'll be able to answer Amen to his bracha. It's okay if you are unable to answer Amen to his bracha because you are still saying yours. As well, if you finish early your Baruch She'amar, you should not wait too long to wait for the Shliach Tzibur to finish his Baruch She'amar to answer Amen, because that would be a hefsek as well. So as we go on, we'll see that the rules of Psukei Dezimra, being mafsek in Psukei Dezimra, really you can be mafsek for something, a bracha which is mentioned in the Gemara, even Asher Yatzar, one which is not, like Baruch She'amar, and Yishtabach, you would not be able to be mafsek in the middle four. Siv Gimel, Acher Yishtabach, Yacholanos Amen, Acher Birkas Asma. As we said already from the Mishnah Berurah, it's just quoting the Mechaber, that you are allowed to answer Amen to your own bracha of Yishtabach, even though Baruch She'amar you cannot, Yishtabach is allowed, and therefore, if you finish at the same time as the Shliach Tzibur, you would be allowed to answer Amen to his bracha.